This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Suicide bombers struck again today in Iraq. There were also several mortar attacks and a drive-by shooting in the southern part of the country. In Baghdad, gunmen killed a senior member of Iraq's interior ministry. And a videotape aired on Arabic television showing two captive Pakistanis and an Iraqi contract driver, adding to the seven foreign truck drivers who were seized last week. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
The day began as days often do in Iraq, with bombs and bullets. In Mosul, a car driven by a suicide bomber exploded outside a U.S. base, killing three Iraqis, a woman, a child and a guard. In Basra in the south, two Iraqi women waiting for a bus were shot dead in a drive-by, paying with their lives for working as cleaners for a foreign company. These events are happening against the backdrop of continuous low-level attacks. Each day, the U.S. military lists at least a dozen improvised explosive devices, a term which generally means roadside bombs, and sometimes twice that. Attacks by insurgents using rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, and Kalashnikovs are commonplace. The larger incidents, the battles, airstrikes, and foreign hostage takings, overshadow smaller ones, the assassinations, for example, of city officials and policemen, or Saturday's assault by insurgents who opened fire on a shuttle bus going to Baghdad International Airport. U.S.-led forces fired back, killing three of them. Meanwhile, Iraqi and U.S. officials are working this week to convene 1,000 prominent Iraqis from across the country to elect a national council to oversee the interim government until elections currently planned for early next year. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.